Yo, what's up, buds? It's another episode of your favorite music podcast, The Earbuds. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, not much. Just hoping these audio issues work themselves out.
Yeah, God, I hope so. I think this microphone is recording. We don't want to have another Kendrick Lamar episode.
Yeah, where once again, harnessing the power of the internet to record.
Yeah. So, different studios tonight. We're recording a couple days after the...
Oh, is that louder?
No, you sound the same.
Okay.
You just gotta be louder.
Alright.
We're doing it. This is inside baseball for all the listeners. We're troubleshooting our audio as we record.
Incredible content.
We don't go and edit. We just one take, baby.
And wait till you hear this Grammys recap we have for you.
Hell yeah. So yeah, we're going to discuss the Grammys, which were a couple days ago on Sunday. And then we'll just get into some random stuff at the end of the episode, what we're listening to, just touch on a few albums that have come out in the last couple of weeks. Before we do that, a little bit of housekeeping. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify. We'll post our handles in the show notes. Go follow us, hit us up. And then if you like the show, definitely give us a review, rate us. Mark and I are trying to quit our day jobs to go tour the country and just go to music festivals.
That's the dream. That's the idea.
So let's start. Maybe we can get on the Icon app. Ja Rule's new Fire application, which is just the same. I have not. Have you downloaded it?
No.
Supposedly, you could go book the Migos within the app. If you didn't listen to our last episode, we did talk about the Firefest documentary. And for a little bit of background, the whole Fire Media was an application where you could... It was described in the documentary as the Uber of artist booking, which is dumb as shit. I hate when people say Uber of something else. It's the Uber of drinking water. But anyway, so they were supposed to launch this Firefest app, or Fire app that you could book artists. They obviously are in a shit ton of trouble, and Ja Rule just relaunched the app under a different name called Icon. Do you think that, how do you think this is going to play out over the next 6 months?
It seems like he's trying to, so a lot of people after seeing those documentaries were like, why didn't Ja Rule get in trouble? It seems like he's trying to get in trouble now.
Yeah, it certainly seems like he's attempting to do something
back
bad.
Scam.
Scam back.
But I will not be booking. Maybe
no.
Maybe if he pops up on Cameo, we can get a earbud shout out.
Yeah, maybe we can get booked. That'd be nice.
No, we're gonna pay Ja Rule to say that the earbuds are the best podcast, and it's not false advertising.
No, that's how influencers work, as you know. Let's keep moving on through the news and notes. Chance the Rapper has announced that he's got an album coming out in July. Expectations, what's your reaction?
I hope it comes out in July, but that seems like it's a long window. So ripe for delays. But
he seems like a man of his word, though.
Oh, he teased Coloring Book for so long. That rollout took forever, but I'm looking forward to it. After Coloring Book, I was kind of, I think it was a fine album, but I think there's this good space in between it. It's got me excited again. Those kind of loosies he's released, I've really liked, so I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I might need security as a goddamn bop.
Yeah.
I'm excited for all the other things that accompany a Chance project, like the cool merch, the weird pop-up shows, the like probably weird experiential stuff he's gonna place around Chicago to tease it. He's just a very like calculated artistic person, so I'm excited for that stuff. See how it is. Hopefully there's not too much Kanye influence at this point.
I would be surprised if there is. But we'll see. I'm looking forward to it. I don't know if it's going to drop in July or not, but what would be cool is if he did He announced July and then did like a surprise drop before that.
Oh,
Really getting my
early?
hopes up.
Yeah, I don't think so. But
Run the Jewels did it.
who did?
Run the Jewels. It was only
When?
like 2 weeks early. Well, they released the third album on Christmas and it was supposed to come out that January.
That's why everyone forgot about it.
Yeah, they really pigeonholed themselves off of year-end lists because nobody, it was like a weird purgatory.
Yeah, the time between December 15th and like January 7th is the worst time to release an album.
Yeah.
However, I did listen to one of our favorites from last year, Post by Jeff Rosenstock, which was released last New Year's Day. Still
Yeah.
bangs.
He's a new, I don't think it's on streaming services still yet. A new song, though, that you can find on his Twitter. It's quite good.
It is quite good. I'm excited for whatever he releases this year. Hopefully, it's
Yeah.
some good stuff. Let's keep moving on through news and notes. Maybe this is a good segue into our Grammys combo. Let's chat about Ariana Grande real quick. Do you want to touch on the Ariana Grande not performing and then the weird stuff going on with her? Or do you want to chat about her tweets after Cardi won album or the best rap album?
Well, when I entered what's going on with Ariana and the Grammys into our spreadsheet, that was an honest question, so please enlighten
Oh, okay.
me.
So, she. Oh God, I'm gonna fuck this up now that I'm on the spot. The Grammys obviously wanted Ariana to perform, and she wanted to perform Seven Rings, but the producers of the show wanted her to perform something else, and she was like, "No, fuck that! Like, I want to perform Seven Rings. It's like the number one song in the country currently, which is so Grammys. Like, oh, we have the most popular song and most popular artist. We're not gonna have her play that."
Yeah.
So anyway, she like kind of just that's pretty much what happened. And then I found it very funny that the Apple commercial or Samsung commercial for like the talking emojis during the Grammys was with that song. So, I'm not sure how intentional that was. I doubt it was, but funny.
Now I know. I've learned something today.
Yeah, very Grammys. They're gonna restrict Ariana Grande from performing the most popular song in the country, but they'll let Post Malone and Red Hot Chili Peppers do some sort of weird mashup of a song that came out 3 years ago that no one knows.
Yeah, should we just dive right into this? Just start with like
Yeah,
a
yes.
overall, how did you feel about them?
It was way too long. The performances were fine. I don't think anything was memorable, and I was fine with who won. I had no like issues like I did last year. Whereas last year was like the Bruno Mars sweep, and I was like, "What the fuck just happened?" And this year was, I felt totally fine with everyone that won and everyone deserved. Everyone who did win, you could make a case deserved it, but it was way too long. What do you think? Did you even
Well,
stay up to watch the whole thing?
since I am a man of my word, and on previous episodes I've stated how I don't really care about the Grammys, I like watched maybe 5 minutes of it. I went back afterwards and like I followed along on Twitter and got the awards and stuff, but went back afterwards and watched some of the performances. But I really don't feel like I missed out on much. So
No, I don't
happy
think you
with my
missed out on much.
decision. So I guess my biggest question is, Alicia Keys, like the reception online seemed pretty positive. Did you like her hosting job?
Yeah, she was non-problematic. She was just like, again, like fine. Like she has a very chill, laid-back personality. I thought she made for a good host. It's also was nice that they had a host that could also perform. Like there was a point in the show where she did like a dueling pianos type of thing where she was playing two different pianos at the same time.
Yeah, that's cool. I saw that.
Yeah, it was cool. So it was kind of nice to have like an actual entertainer as the host. But otherwise, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah, I guess I've got like one more general question before we get into the nitty-gritty of
Sure.
where I'll have stronger opinions. So do you think, 'cause like my, and we've talked about this before on previous episodes, which everybody should listen to, but my kind of take on it is I don't really know who their audience is, but I'm pretty sure that it's not me. Just based on the nominees and awards and recent Grammy ceremonies, but so I do think that this crop of nominees this year was much better, and the winners I don't really have much of a beef with, like you mentioned. So do you think that they're trending in the right direction at least?
Yeah, I think they're trending in a good direction. I think that because of the backlash they got last year with the CEO, president of the Grammys, saying that women need to step up if they're upset about not getting nominated or performing, like they definitely corrected those things. Like, it's unfortunate that a circumstance like that made the Grammys what they were on Sunday night, but it was good. Like, we had lots of great female performers. A lot of women were nominated in the top categories. There were a couple really big wins in the big four or five categories, which was nice. The president of the Grammys, I mean, this is my biggest thing, was that like the your last two awards that were given out were for Album of the Year and Song of the Year. However, they cut off their like award-winning speeches after 30, 40 seconds, but they let the president of the damn award show get up there for like 8 minutes to basically be like, "Yeah, I'm sorry about the things I said. I'm retiring." It's like, that's fucking stupid. I want to hear Dua Lipa talk about like, what it was like to come up and become like really popular in the last year and a half. Like, I want to hear other artists talk about winning the best album or whatever. Yeah. But I do think they're trending in a good direction. I think it's interesting that you bring up that you're not the target audience, because like our age should be. Like they should be trying to get people that watch this live award show to be like 18 to 34.
Well, I do think it's hard for like a music awards show, just a general music awards show, because so many people listen to so much different stuff, and it's way more splintered than like the Oscars. Like everybody kind of like the Oscars has a very specific audience and overall slant, and everybody like that's like the term like, oh, this movie's Oscar bait, like that's based in like the Oscars reward certain things and like has this aura, where the Grammys, I feel like the past decade or so is just kind of like willy-nilly throwing out awards and nobody really knows what they're chasing. But it is hard because like pop music is way more splintered, I think.
Yeah, I think that's fair. And for music to be award worthy is sometimes based on its popularity, whereas movies are mostly based in its like artistic value in production, whereas music is like, Scorpion wasn't the best Drake album he's ever put out, but they put it up for Album of the Year because he sold like fucking
Yeah.
2 billion copies,
Well, that kind of goes towards like the like Oscars aren't really interested in popularity as much, where the Grammys very much try to take that into consideration. And that kind of goes back to before when, like the radio was king. It was just like top 40 was popular, and that's all anybody listened to because that's all anybody could listen to. But now people sort of listen to their own stuff in addition to pop music, and it's trickier, I think.
Yeah, I mean, my personal wish is that it would go more towards like the artistic creation and like awarding like really beautifully done albums, I guess,
Kind of,
or
they've done
songs.
that with, I think, Album of the Year is what they
Yeah.
use that to
But
do.
again, like
So
they
they've
only
given it to like
televise.
Bon Iver and back in the past and gotten big backlash because people are like, oh, that's not popular. Why are you doing that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I've only like really paid attention to the Grammys like the last 4 or 5 years. But I do think they're trending in a direction. I think part it's also that's partially like hypocritical. They are being partially like hypocritical, I guess, in some of their tribute performances, or like maybe hypocritical might be the wrong word, but like, all right, like we're gonna, celebrate the last year in music. Let's have Travis Scott get up there. He did a cool performance. They had Camila Cabello up there, which was an interesting performance. But then also we had like Katy Perry and Dolly Parton singing a song. Like I don't really give a fuck if Dolly Parton is up there, like I don't know.
Yeah, did you have some favorite performances?
I like that the show opened up with Camila and Young Thug doing, and Ricky Martin, which was a little bit weird, but it worked, performing Havana, which again is just like the also the problem with the Grammys is that it's like a year late, like
Right.
you're
Yeah, Havana seems so long
the
ago.
most popular song at the time of last year's Grammys was Havana, and they didn't perform it at last year's Grammys, which would have made more sense. So like we're celebrating it a year later. It's just like it's weird. I like their performance. I thought Brandi Carlile was really good. Janelle Monáe crushed it. If you, I'm hoping you saw that one.
Yes.
That was probably my favorite. Oh, and Cardi B performing Money was just a fucking treat.
Yeah, so I watched three afterwards out of this list you gave me. So I started with Janelle Monáe because I was like, oh, that one interests me the most. And I watched it and I was like, oh, nothing's going to top that. So it was
Nope.
excellent. It was incredible. Just like the dancing and her like voice is incredible even live.
She's too talented.
Yeah, just a born performer. But Cardi B was fun. The pianist really stole the show on that one.
Yeah.
But you could tell the entire time like Cardi was just like having a blast up there, which just like contributes so much to it. But and then the third one, I cannot resist the pull of Post Malone and Red Hot Chili
Oh
Peppers
no, you
together.
did it? Oh.
Because so hand up, I always enjoyed when, 'cause this is really the only example this year of them doing it, because they always had like the corny genre mashups in previous years, not always, but in recent years, like they had
No, dude, I mean, honestly, every
Kendrick
year for the
played with
last.
Imagine Dragons, and
Yes.
I like got a kick out of them. I didn't think they were like high art or anything, but it was interesting and it's something different. And boy, was Post Malone and the Red Hot Chili Peppers not high art.
It was so bad.
So I will say, if you had told me that, all right, Post Malone and the Chili Peppers are going to play three songs, and your favorite out of those three is going to be a Post Malone song in the year 2019, I probably believe you if they're playing recent songs, but that's still pretty surprising.
Yeah, it was just weird to me that they performed, like the Chili Peppers performed a song from like 3 years ago that no one knows. Like they have so many hits, they easily could have played to
Right.
the crowd.
It's like that song, yeah, going back to your point, that song is really not that recent. Like, nobody is listening to that album anymore.
No, it's not
And
like they just released music.
yeah, we talked last week about, or not last week, last episode, about Weezer and them kind of just going through the motions. But holy shit, if you want to talk about going through the motions, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they were bad. Post Malone was fine. And this is like what I want out of those performances at the Grammys are just like let the nominated artists sing the song that they were nominated for, or like let them pick a song from the album they're nominated for. Like I don't need 48 people on stage singing Dolly Parton songs. Like there was Dolly Parton, Katy Perry, Little Big Town, Maren Morris, Kacey Musgraves, and Miley Cyrus were all on stage at the same time.
for music from the Netflix movie Dumplin'?
Yeah, well, yeah, that was part of the their performance was from a new movie. But like, I don't need that. Like, it's too many things. Like, let her go up there and just perform like the song that she was like made her famous this year, which she did, and it was really good. Kacey Musgraves, one song, it was amazing. Janelle Monáe, a couple songs, was really good. The Shawn Mendes, Miley Cyrus mashup was actually kind of interesting. But otherwise, those are my takes on the performances.
I do so real
But it
quick
takes up
since
so much
you're
airtime. It's like 4 hours,
takes,
and then
yeah.
3 hours are spent watching all that stuff. We're
Well, the
like,
Post Malone Chili Peppers thing with the YouTube video is like 5.5 minutes long. Like,
yeah.
come on.
Right. Like, I just shorten the production. Like, no
What
one,
do
I don't want to
things
sit
do?
up for 4 hours to wait for the most important one, if you want to put quotations around important, right? Like, I don't want to wait till 11 o'clock to see who wins album of the year. Just like shorten the production. Anyway.
So, jumping off the post performance to something else, so he did Rockstar, and the performance ends with or the of that song with like the 21 Savage ad libs because he's featured on that song, and then no mention of him in the ceremony outside of Ludwig Göransson, of all people, shouted him out. Like that was one of the weirder takeaways to me, because that's a big platform to, that's such an easy thing to be like, hey, like we're here for you, like kind of just raise awareness of what's going on with that.
Yeah, musicians are. I don't know what it was this year. Because, like, at the Oscars, you're pretty much guaranteed, like, oh, the big winners are going to get up there and use their podium to talk about some injustice or something to bring awareness to. Where, like, this year, it would have been super easy to just talk about, like, 21 Savage,
It's
and
like
no one did
something
it
that
for 3.5
happened a
hours.
week ago in your community. It's just like,
Right, like.
nah.
Yeah, so the only person to talk about him 3.5 hours in is like a Swedish immigrant who's a producer on a couple of Childish Gambino songs.
Yeah, well, almost the entire discography. But so there were like no political statements then, just in general,
No.
because I didn't see any. That's usually one of my favorite things is like the Monday morning after an award show is just all the righteous indignation on Twitter of like, I'm not gonna consume any pop culture for the next year because you took 2 minutes of your speech to talk about X topic.
No, there was nothing. There was a bunch of stuff that was like, if you think you're like a weird kid or just someone from a new different place, like follow your dreams. There was just that a bunch of times regurgitated, which is fine. It's not wrong.
Yeah.
There were just no political points.
Drake made a point though, which
Yeah, let's talk about that Drake bit for a minute here, because I think that's a good. Let's talk about Drake and Childish Gambino.
yeah, we should have wedged that into the earlier who's their audience and do they really matter discussion. But
Right, like who's your
here we are
audience?
afterwards.
Drake, Childish Gambino, and Kendrick Lamar all turned down the opportunity to perform, which seems like a big loss for an award show to have like the most popular artists in the world just be like, nah, I don't want to do this.
And then
Drake,
get that publicized.
yeah, and then it's like publicized, they don't want to do it. Like, yeah, it's like out in the world in a bunch of editorial. Drake like continuously or notoriously skips the Oscar or the Grammys. This year he decides to show up. He wins Best Rap Song for God's Plan, and when he gets up there, he basically says like, "This doesn't mean anything," and if people are spending their hard-earned money to come see you live, like that's what's important. And his mic cut out.
Yeah, which is, I think I agree with this sentiment, and I think it's cool, but it was delivered in a very corny Drake way. And he was, first, it cracked me up. He like was alluding to people, was like he's a biracial kid from Canada, or a fly Spanish girl from New York. And then, or a brother from Houston right there, my brother Travis. And for some reason, they had to like specify that he was talking about Travis
Yeah,
Scott.
very weird. But like,
His, I
I
don't know,
think
Drake's
I
like
think
little tics and like offhand comments crack me up. He's
well, I
on
think the
TikTok.
message might have fallen on deaf ears a little bit because it was coming from Drake. You know, it's like it's easy to
Yeah.
say those things don't matter
Yeah.
when you're the most popular person in the world. Like, you're making so much money from this job that like it's easy to say these awards don't matter. But like for some people it does. Like Kacey Musgraves won Album of the Year. Like that's incredible.
Yeah, Dua Lipa's probably like, all right, let's pump the brakes, Drake.
Yeah, right. So that was weird. I thought it was also really telling that, I mean, again, for an award show, the two highest earning awards for like an individual song, which is Song of the Year and Record of the Year, both went to This Is America from Childish, and he just like decided to skip the award show. Like he just didn't go.
So he wasn't
Like,
even there at all?
no.
No, that's so I just saw earlier today, like I was like going through Instagram stories and you get the ads in between, and one of them was just like a Childish Gambino ad, not even for the emoji thing he's got going, but it was like him like just like concert footage of him to This Is America, and it had like a Grammy Award like overlay at the bottom.
Oh wow. Oh.
So like this is like very strange for a guy who wasn't even there.
No, he didn't even go. And he won the top two awards. So it's like the writers and producers of the song had to go accept it and they're like, "Yeah, Childish was the brains behind this. Like, I wish he was here." Like, what do you do?
Him and his cool gut.
So yeah, let's talk about those two categories. Let's go through the big categories real quick and then we can end our Grammys discussion. Were you happy with the winners? Any problems with people? Let's talk about Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best New Artist, Best Rap Album, and then Album of the Year. Any quarrels?
So I think they did a relatively good job of, I think the toughest part for them is to set themselves up to succeed by getting the nominees right. So where when everybody's watching, it's hard for them to mess it up. And I think they did a relatively good job of that. Like, especially for the rap album of the year, that category is like everybody kind of beforehand was like, yeah, no matter who wins, it's like, yeah, I could see that. Whereas in
Yeah.
like years past, they like not only nominated Macklemore but had him win over Kendrick. But it's yeah, it's the nominees come out and people talk about them, but you don't have like the millions and millions of people that are tuning in to watch the show, like following that point.
Right. I think the nominations are more important than even, maybe not more important than winning, but are close to just like winning that actual category. But also, like I would say, the one thing this year which is different, they expanded the nominees in most of the big fields from like 4 to 8. So the votes were just split up, you know, a little bit differently. Obviously, it's not like they
Yeah.
expanded the votes. So I
Oh,
was
that's
interested if,
interesting.
you know, like there's not more votes, there's just more people to choose from. So I was a little nervous about that just because you could have some real like anti-big artist people or anti certain things. I don't. So that was interesting. But yeah, I had
Well,
no.
I also always like when the same song wins Song of the Year and Record of the Year, because then I don't have to look up the difference between the two.
I was surprised that This Is America won both of those. Let's talk about that real quick.
It won Video of the Year too,
Yeah,
right?
and Video of the Year. Which I saw someone on the internet had mentioned that it's funny that that song has won Song of the Year and Record of the Year because without the video, the song is a little bit it's not really the same.
Right, and it dropped with the video, correct?
Exact. Yeah, it did.
Okay.
So like winning Video of
Yeah,
the
it's
Year is not
really
super
like
surprising.
the whole package there. But yeah,
Yeah.
that's an interesting point. And I don't know, it'd be interesting to like know if that influenced voters
Yeah, it
or
would be
I don't know.
a little interesting to get like a peek under the hood about how they vote because they the voters are a little bit older.
Oh, who's voting? Isn't it like a very large pool of voters compared to most
Yeah, a lot of
elections?
people have
Yeah.
options to vote. Let's put our name in for next year.
Yeah, I feel like I could make a couple bad decisions.
Yeah, I could look up who should be best contemporary performance of duos in the last year. Where the weird
Yeah.
categories are.
Yeah. Also, the longer that the Grammys are around with urban contemporary as a performance category, the just weirder it gets. It
Yeah,
seems like a
dude.
very outdated term. I can't exactly explain why, but it makes me a little uncomfortable. And I saw that sentiment floated around on Twitter a lot on Sunday night too.
Oh, it definitely makes me uncomfortable. But whatever. The Carters won that category, which I'm happy with because it was a very good album from last year. So I'm glad they got an award. And then let's end on album of the year. Let's talk about rap album of the year. So that went to Cardi B for Invasion of Privacy. I'm really happy she won. I guessed two of the five big ones correctly, that being one of the two. I shot 40% from the field. But I was pretty confident about that one.
Yeah, that's kind of really they set themselves up well, I think.
And she deserved it. She had a huge year. She deserved
She
rap album.
also, we had talked in previous Grammys discussions about how a lot of artists don't care. She definitely did.
Oh,
It
she
looked like
cared.
she enjoyed every second she was at that ceremony, which is cool to see.
Absolutely. Did you see when she was performing Money? Did you see Offset? Have you seen that?
Yeah, that
He
was
like sticks
weird.
his tongue out and he's like, "Oh, girl." Oh, dude, it's so funny.
Are they back together?
Yes, they are back together.
Okay.
And her speech after winning was really amazing if you're a Cardi believer and think that she's just like a real human being. She was just like very raw, which was awesome.
Yeah, she's a cool person.
Yeah, love her. All right, last of the Grammy chatter, album of the year. Kacey Musgraves took it home for Golden Hour, which I don't really, I mean, it technically is a country album, but it's not that country feeling.
I don't know.
Maybe I'm
It's
just like making that up.
fairly country. I think it's like an objectively good and well-made album. It's just not for me. But yeah, I don't have a problem with if somebody or a committee says it's the best album of the year. It's like, yeah, you could make that argument.
Yeah, I thought it was going to
And
come
they
down to
did.
her or Janelle Monáe for Dirty Computer.
Right.
Because I was being kind of political about how this would actually shake down given the votes. Like, if you're a believer in rap, you're probably splitting it between Drake, Cardi B, maybe Post Malone. You're not voting for her because she's brand new and it's just like it's a good R&B album, but it's not better than anything else. And then you're probably, no one's going to vote for Black Panther because it's a soundtrack.
Yeah, I mean, they nominated a few just real landmines in there that could
The Brandi Carlisle one, I really thought
got the
she might
Twitter machine going.
pull it
Dude,
out.
man, I wanted if Post Malone won, that would have been awesome.
Out. People would have rioted. Yeah. That's our Grammy chatter. Anything else you want to do before we kind of segue out of this? I thought it was a good year of music and
Yeah,
excited for this next
that's
year.
my closing statement on the 2019 Grammys. If Post Malone won, it would have been awesome.
Okay. We're not going to do a discussion on any specific album. We're kind of just going to talk about what we've been listening to the last couple of weeks from since our last episode. So, Mark, why don't you kick it off first and we can keep it to 2 minutes or less on these chats.
Oh, sure. So I'm still giving regular play to our friend the wizard, who we talked about last episode, as well as James Blake, who we kind of touched on. But we also really, both of us, dove into the waters of Soda Baby the past couple
Soda
weeks
Baby.
and
I want to
really
touch on the
studied.
wizard really quick. I had an experience on the public transit about a week and a half ago. I waited an hour and 15 minutes for an L train that I could actually fit on at Clark and Lake in Chicago. So I'm sitting there, and as I'm waiting, and it's obviously packed in this platform, I was like, I'm going to turn on feature on shuffle and just let the wizard go through it. I don't really care what order. I went through the whole fucking album before I could get on a train. How insane is that?
That's a commute.
Dude. Then I listened to Soda Baby. So I was in a real spot.
Yeah, that is Soda Baby is what your parents think rap music is, just like personified.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So Soda Baby. Two words, Sada Baby. He's a rapper from Detroit. And he just has this like spunk and energy to him, but it's just so vulgar and aggressive, and it's amazing.
So, because I think another way to describe it, like Schoolboy Q, who's hopefully dropping something this year, has kind of his like more serious flow and then his like aggressive, where he's sort of like yelling flow. It's like that just completely unhinged and just taken to like another level.
Oh, completely unhinged.
It's
Do you want to,
like a cartoonish Schoolboy Q from Detroit.
cartoonish
Via
Schoolboy
blood
Q is a,
instead of a crip.
yes. Do you want to give a few, earbuds appropriate, lyrics or verses to give people a taste of what it is, or,
You can. I've only had one beer so far, so I'm not ready to read any of that out loud.
the only one I want to mention, and let's move on to other things we're listening to give a little taste to the listeners, is he has a lyric that says, "Your girl's sucking so much dick, she needs an extra pair of knees. She's sucking so much dick, I need an extra set of me." And on the surface, doesn't make a whole lot of logical sense, but my God, is it so fun to hear in a rap song.
Yeah, cloning technology just isn't there yet.
It's not there.
But man, yeah, it's there's so many lines like that just jump out at you. It was very much in the background the first time I listened to it when I was trying to like just like Friday afternoon in the office, and it's just like constant lines would jump out at me. I was like, oh my God.
It really, yeah, like it's definitely something you don't need to listen to the lyrics, but it's worth your while to act to sit down and listen to this man and speak words into your ears. It's pretty fucking wild.
What else are you spinning these days?
I have been very into the Better Oblivion Community Center album.
Nice. That's why I spun this topic into a what are we listening to? Because I wanted to talk about that.
Let's get into it. I mean, it's just like it's a cool indie record that spans from like some songs are folky sounding, and then they stick to their indie rock base for it. But it's really good. It's like just a very, very good indie rock album. I don't really
Yeah, it
know
was
how else to explain it, but like you can tell when indie rock sucks and when it's like there's just no like substance to it, then you can tell when there's like a really good record out, and this is a really good record.
yeah, so the background is it was a surprise release. It's a collaboration between Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst, who are two big names in that kind of folk indie rock scene. And my older sister is a big fan of both of them, and she had gone to shows of Phoebe Bridgers, I know, And so she was on this mailing list,
Really?
through that. So this is a couple weeks before the album came out, like a actual mailing list, not like an email. So she showed me, they mailed out these pamphlets for like a, it's called like Better Oblivion Community Center, and it's this fake community center. And there's no, it doesn't say Phoebe Bridgers or Conor Oberst anywhere on it, and it had the release date on it, but it was this like wild brochure for this fake community center, and like the activities included were like pineal gland expression and just like weird, like goofy stuff like that. And like people are like, oh, and there's like some clue as to, I think there's like a reverend listed, and like the guy was actually like the like a musician in one of their backing bands. So people like kind of had an idea of what was going on, but I don't think anybody expected the collaboration, which is cool.
Yeah, I have never heard of this group ever. So yeah, like I was really surprised, and it was like it's interesting to hear that it was. I mean, yeah, I had no idea it was those two random people that just came together and produced this thing. But it rocks. Definitely check it out.
Yeah,
Been
wicked.
spinning that a lot. The only
Yeah.
other one, there's two albums I want to mention real quick that also are really great that have come out recently. Cherry Glazer. Are a rock band that came out with an album titled Stuffed and Ready. It's really listenable. It shreds. They're going on tour with Churches. They're the opener. So highly recommend checking them out. And then the other album I want to mention that I've been listening to lately is Everything for Sale by Boogie, who
Yeah.
is a rapper. It's a hip hop album, but it's a little bit more like melancholy and a little bit sadder. It's really good.
One last one to mention. I don't know if you've heard of her or not, though. Ariana Grande.
Oh, Ari.
It's a good album.
It is really
It very
good.
much, it reminds me a lot of, not like completely sonically, but like the general attitude and like vibe of like Anti and Lemonade, where they're kind of these like pop powerhouses who just like really start leaning into like the mean, like sneering kind of mood, and it's awesome.
That's an interesting take. I didn't really think about it that way, but you're right. It does have a little bit of an anti, feel to it. I'm actually kind of shocked that it's as good as it is, because
Yeah, it was like
Sweetener that
five.
she released
Yeah, I was
last
really
year.
confused when it came out because I don't like follow her super closely, and I was like, I feel like there was an album out recently.
Yeah, I mean, last year
But
Sweetener came out and it was very good.
they're both really good. Yeah, I could have sworn that Thank You Next was on Sweetener, but
No,
it's
sir.
not.
All right.
Well, that's it.
There you go. Another episode of the Earbuds. Thank you for listening. Check
Thanks for
us out at
asking.
all the social media sites. Slide into our DMs. Rate and review us. Say nice things about us online. Bye.